Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Is a mess. Get your ass in here. Welcome to Fly on the Wildin' Podcast. This is the show about dating, about parenting, and recording it all for the world to see. And I am so excited today. As y'all know, I'm your neighborhood friendly black girl, Amber, and we have a special guest in the house tonight. I don't even know how to introduce you. Former beauty girl, online creator, now on her fitness journey. Doing please welcome to the show, Raven on Rebel. Yay!
Hey guys! Hi, I'm Raven, aka Raven on Rebel. Just like Amber said, she's trying to figure it out right now. I'm in a place of, you know what? We're just doing the best we can with what we got. Amen.
Amen. You know, we're going to talk about that. Okay. We're going to talk about those transitional periods as creators because they happen a lot.
We do,
unfortunately. And your OG fans get mad and your new friends are like, I don't know how I like this, but let's just trust the process. So we'll get there. Okay. What I want to start, actually, your hair looks amazing.
Thank you.
If you've been following Raven's content, this is a new change. I want you to walk us through this whole hair journey. I'm laughing because it's a good one.
It was definitely a journey, I'll say. It was definitely a journey. Well, this actually isn't the first time I cut my hair. I cut my hair back in August of 2021.
Gotcha.
So it's like, once you get scissor happy, it is really hard to stop. It is really hard to stop.
I love shaving my head. Yes.
What caused it this time, kids, is a journey of homosexuality and why you shouldn't date Scorpios. Okay. So it was just a long year. I moved to LA October of last year and I was really on this journey because I came here from Philly and I was leaving.
Yes. And Delaware and North Carolina and New York City. And I was like, oh, you're still going, sis. Okay.
Yes. I am a chronic city hopper. So I came here from Philly. I was leaving like a very toxic relationship. And I was like, LA is going to be this new journey of me discovering myself, like finding my peace, finding me. Like that was that's what my LA journey was going to be. And then the devil started sending me his strongest disciples, aka Scorpios, time and time again. And now I'm bald.
Okay.
And now I'm bald.
You look great though.
I have had
several, you know how you grow up and you're like, I see why Britney Spears had a meltdown.
Oh, I understand completely.
I understand
I'm on number two.
You quit your job and you shave your head. Like That makes sense.
That's literally what I did. I quit my corporate job. So I've been a corporate girly since college. And I quit my corporate job and I was like, you know what? This isn't enough. This isn't enough. The hair has to go.
You'll have a baby, you shave your head. You break up with somebody, you shave your head. Mm-hmm. It's just like a black girl birthright
at this point. It really is.
Okay, so I don't know the signs very well. I know that I'm a Pisces. Mm-hmm. Explain to me
something about
what it's
you
like.
Gave water sign too, and I was very cautious.
Do I have water sign? Oh,
I was
you're
very
cautious.
I was very cautious.
I feel like water means calming energy. No.
The water?
Oh, the water means you drown
it
the bitches.
It seems calm, and then that's how you end up drowning.
Okay. I can be mean.
Okay.
And
the
heard
locks,
that.
Child. Watch them.
Okay, so Pisces with locks. You heard it here first. Stay
Scorpios
the fuck away.
As well. Water signs.
So what's... But Scorpios aren't water signs, so they're also bad.
They are horrible.
Scorpios are fire, I'm assuming.
No, they're water signs. Water signs are Scorpios, Cancers, and Pisces.
So water doesn't mean where the animal lives.
No, it's where the animal dies.
It's where the animal dies. Okay. Because a Pisces sign is water.
Mm-hmm.
So, wait, no. A Pisces sign is a fish. Mm-hmm. My fault. So my whole life, of course, I haven't delved into the waters of the other girls.
Yeah.
But I knew a Pisces was a fish. Mm-hmm. Thus, I'm a water sign. So you can see how I would deduce that what the thing is, so I assumed, a Scorpio lives in the desert. A scorpion lives in the desert.
Yeah, but no.
Scorpios
like
are also water signs.
Yeah, Scorpios, Cancers, and Pisces.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. So what specifically about Scorpios? And I've also heard, see, this is why I can't get into you woo-woo bitches, because it's not even just the sign. It's the big three.
It's the big
and
three.
And it's the gender. So what about Scorpio women is something to look... You know, they might be butthurt with this, but let them know. What is it about Scorpio women?
They deserve to be butthurt. I digress. What is it about Scorpios? Unfortunately, I have dealt with both genders of Scorpios. At this point, I'm on Scorpio number 3. Low-key working on a number 4. I know I have a problem.
So you like Scorpios?
Unfortunately, but do they like like me back is the question, Amber.
They love you. They love you. Oh, you know what? We actually have a story later, and I'm going to try to prove to you why in your story, a Scorpio did low-key love you.
I'm sick.
What? How long were you with this last Scorpio?
The last Scorpio, that's the thing. They don't need much time to get you. They don't need... Okay, so the last work through the month, Scorpio number one was a coworker. We were cool for like 2 years.
Is there a world where you just should have fucked your coworker?
You know what?
And this is coming from somebody who has definitely fucked their coworker.
That is the moral of that story.
Gotcha.
With number one.
I'm just saying, you know, Auntie might deduce that if you've dated four Scorpios and it didn't work out...
I'm a victim!
It might be you.
I'm a victim!
Just a suggestion, it might be you. Just a suggestion.
I am the victim here. I am the victim. It's
like, no, you're the victim. Okay, so what did this last Scorpio do to you?
The last Scorpio, okay, she was honestly the victim in the situation because she was girl number five this year. And at this point, anything she did would have set me off. Because right before Scorpio number three, I dealt with Scorpio number two. So right when Scorpio number two was wrapping up, here comes Scorpio number three in my face. I'm at a party. She walks up to me.
She walked up to you.
She walks up to me as I'm leaving the
as
party.
She should. You were probably giving the vibe. Okay, wait.
So this is why I'm bald now, because I was giving too many vibes.
So you shaved your head because she approached you at a party.
So what had happened was, long story short, she approached me at a party. We get the Instagram DMs. We start talking. We start sliding. Yeah, 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 yeah. A few weeks later, we on a few dates. Our second date, she takes me to Disneyland.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Isn't it?
Women move fast, too.
Very fast. And our second date was Disneyland.
I'm missing the bad part.
Because after Disneyland, apparently we're moving too fast. And she wants to date around and talk to other women. After, and I don't know how graphic we can get
here. Was something happening by the Goofy or Mickey
line? I'm sorry, we're on It's a Small World ride and she's texting other girls. Ooh. On my date to Disney. It's a Small World ride.
The comedian in me actually loves that because...
There's nothing to quarrel.
She said, bitch, it is a small world after all.
So what happened was she gives me the talk because I sensed the energy change. I was like, nah. I lost my bitch.
Which country were y'all going through? Because, you know, it's like, and we were in the middle of Cambodia, and I looked over, and this bitch was texting somebody else.
Texting during Cambodia! I said, is there no decorum? We have lost it in this world. So I was like, Raven, it's too soon to show you're crazy,
right.
So don't say anything. So I don't say anything. But later that night, we get to whoop-de-whoop, because she spends the night, okay? Next day, energy shifts completely.
Oh, so she still spent the night?
She still spent the night.
After a magical day at Disney.
After a magical long day at Disney, and she was at my house that morning.
And you didn't address it that night?
No, because I was like, don't, you know what I mean? Like, I had other things on my mind.
So the don't you know, things happen.
It made things happen. So the next day, everything's cool, but I sense an energy shift.
Mm.
Because Scorpios, they will, child... They will show you immediately,
but
they don't put you no more.
With them, Raven.
Because they're so intoxicating. So pause. So that happens. The Monday we have the talk. She's like, oh, we're moving too fast. After our second date is Disney, we're moving too fast. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? So I get upset naturally, and I have this vlog ready to go my trip to Disneyland.
Oh no.
So I had to hit re-record on the audio. And was it messy? Was it petty? Yes. Would I do it again? Yes, because she played in my face.
Oh, so you recapped how... I have not seen this video yet.
The video is now deleted.
Oh. So you share with your audience...
What happened at Disney?
And why,
what happened after?
Did she ask you to take it down?
No, she just sent me... Okay, so in the video, I was petty. And I was like, and I bought her matcha. I said, I want my matcha money back, bitch. Jokingly. Everything I say is jokingly. It's never
that
serious.
Yeah, but you know, if you don't make content, you're gonna be hurt. Did she make content?
She doesn't, but she follows me on Instagram and she knew what type of content I make, and I told her how I gained my platform talking about my dates and stuff that I went on
in
Philly.
Yes.
Like in Philly, I used to do like Freak of the Week recaps.
That's where I became
Freak
a fan.
Freak of the Week, exactly.
That's where I became a fan.
Exactly. Like people love my
story. I'm married and boring. Let's get into the Freak of the Week.
The Freak of the Week. So I do a funny, hilarious actually vlog. She gets so offended. Says, here's your matcha money back, bitch, and blocks me.
So she gave it back. That's great.
And blocks me on all platforms, including LinkedIn.
So what?
A LinkedIn block is crazy.
A LinkedIn block is hurt.
I said, oh, this
she's
is
upset. So I want us to zoom out for a second.
Let's zoom out.
Because she did send you the money back.
But it was like...
So why did you delete the video?
Because nothing
You could have did a part two about how she sent the money and blocked you everywhere.
And that's what I was going to do. But I was like, something she did mention while we were like getting to know each other. And like, I was like, I did disrespect her boundaries. She was like, don't make videos about me. She did say that. Oh. Which is why I preemptively blocked her on TikTok. So one of her little friends in the video and sent it to her.
Yeah.
I'm just upset because she wasn't meant to see it. It was jokingly.
Yeah.
So since she got so offended by it and she did say, don't make videos about me, I was like, Raven, this was mad petty. And the video was done spitefully. Because like I said,
of course, before
Scorpio number three, we didn't even talk about Scorpio number two. We don't got to get into that.
You were wrong.
I was wrong.
But.
So I apologize.
But the creator and the comedian in me. You know what? But it's hard. It's hard because I talk to a lot of creators all the time about like, they're like, I want my spouse to be in these videos, but they don't want to be in it. Or I want my mom or my cousin or whatever. And I think I'm at the point where my family cannot decide if they don't want to be in some shit or not. Maybe like, of course, children.
Of course, I don't include. Yeah.
But like. I think the internet knows my mama, my daddy, my siblings.
Of course.
So I'm in a very nice place because I haven't had to like hang out with somebody and then they're like, please don't ever make content about me.
Yeah.
Because people don't like that though.
My thing was, exactly. So I apologize, even though I was blocked on all platforms, including her cell phone. I found a way to apologize.
Or it would have been funny if you were like, how you know I was talking about you? Like,
because you're the only girl that can take me to Disney?
Exactly, because you didn't say her name, right?
I didn't say her name. I didn't include no videos of her. No one knows I'm talking about her but her little friend that sent her the video.
Yeah, I feel like I think you should have kept it up. As much as I just said, I think you're wrong, I think you should have kept it up because, like, I could have been, once again, as a comedian, as a content creator, I talk about what goes on in my life.
Thank you, but if I don't say your name,
I don't show a picture of you.
No one knows who you are,
and
baby.
I just talk about the situation.
Just raising a hand.
I reserve the right to post that and let us know in the comments how you feel about
Please
that.
Please do. Because, and then how are you going to get mad at me for talking about how you did me wrong jokingly? And then block me on all platforms? But at least I got my $8 back. $8 back.
Y'all only spent $8 on a matcha at Disney?
Thank you. But the thing, it was a joke.
It was a joke.
We were both buying each other stuff all day.
People can't take jokes anymore.
And that's the thing. She said, I used to be an online troll, but you can't take a little vloggy vlog on TikTok?
See, now that...
Scorpio, don't trust them.
So you used to be a troll.
But can't take a little vloggy vlog on TikTok?
But can't take a vloggy vlog.
On TikTok?
So no, I definitely would have... Look, next time, don't delete it. Let me ask you this.
Okay.
The first segment of our show is called Hashtag Influenced. It's time for the Hashtag Influenced. We talk about all things creator, platform, digital age, which is why, you know, lovely Raven is here talking about that already.
Yes.
I want to ask you, if we can zoom out a little bit again, talk to me about this transition that you're going through in your content, because you just said it used to be Freak of the Week. What's going on with the content now?
The content now is... me finding who Raven is. It goes back to the hair that I never even went into. Like, I cut my hair because I needed to shed this old version of me. So I moved out to LA October of last year, October of 2022. Mm-hmm. And I was just in a really dark space. Like I said, I was leaving a relationship. I was like, what is my life looking like? Like, who am I? And then this past year in LA, I was just like...
That first year in LA is very hard.
Hard! Hard! And we're not even talking about financially.
Yes.
Mentally.
Oh, you ain't talking about finances?
I'm not talking about the finance has been financing, amen? It's everything else.
Oh, that's really rough.
Like, and it's not even like girls I'm dating. It's just girls I'm trying to be friends with. Like this, like I've never been in a city
that's hard.
It makes me go, what the fuck? Like this city, every person I meet, I walk away like, what the fuck was that? Like it's just hard to find people out here. And I city hop a lot.
Right.
So finding people isn't hard.
It is very hard to find community in LA.
This is a challenge. This is a challenge. But anyways, so I'm just like trying to find who I am. Like I was trying to shed this old version of me that like developed in this year that I was in LA. Like I was going out a lot. I am sober, but I was going out a lot and I was just like turning into this version of myself that I don't even, I'm like, who is this girl?
Yeah, LA, and I've described this to some people before, like LA feels like a playground. In a
it's
lot of ways.
Fun.
Like, you literally go back home and you're like, I'm doing way too much in this city. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because we're all so spread out. Or sometimes you feel like nobody can see what I'm doing because everybody's all over the place. And there's always stuff to do. And there's always things to do at night, go out, whatever. And then one day you look up, you're like, how did I spend this amount of money to hang out with some people that don't even like me?
They don't like me.
They're telling me stories at this party and I'm bored hearing to them.
I don't even want
to share my boring stories with them.
Why am I here?
And how did I get there? And so our content has no choice but to reflect
that transition a little bit. And I feel like a lot of people get mad with like, oh, the algorithm isn't on my side. But it's like, I'm looking at my content. I'm like, I don't even like this. on it like this person in this video. You know, it's like, what am I even doing? As opposed to when I was in Philly, and even still to say 40% of my TikTok following lives in the city of Philly. Because when I was in Philly, I mean, I was an alcoholic. So I was just living it up, you know? Like, and you can see how, like, happy I was in my content and stuff. Like, I was just, so it's like that version of me is different than this version of me. So, like, I don't even get mad at an audience isn't even connecting with me anymore. Because it's like, I'm a completely different person now than I was 2-3 years ago when my platform, like, blew up, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just like, yeah, it's just like finding who is Raven sober, who's Raven in LA, who is Raven when I'm not chasing after someone's daughter. Because, you know, I do get caught up in that.
I heard.
Oh, not so much.
No. I heard on the show in the first.
Okay.
You're like, from who? I'm like, from you.
You see, I don't know how to stop sharing my business with the internet. You see, and that's my problem.
Oh,
baby steps.
I have no room to talk. Anything remotely that I'm going,
if
a lash falls out, I'm sharing.
You have to.
It's, you know what? Okay, are you one of these kind of sharers? Let me know. I share as I go. Mm-hmm. I sometimes think based on like you said, you're going through like a fitness journey right now. We're both going through fitness journeys right now. That's literally how we connected because we saw each other at the gym. We were like, we were at the gym. And so I have been sharing those vlogs and sharing like I'm just trying to get back to where I was before the baby and I'm just trying to fit my wedding dress again and stuff like that. And you're also going through a fitness journey, but you're not so much sharing.
I'm not because it's nobody's. You see, like, I'm picky and choosy with what I share about.
Of course,
like
that's what I'm saying.
My audience doesn't really pick that up. Like, and so I've been on this fitness journey since March where I just, like, really wanted to get back into the gym. And my neighbor, who ends up being, like, my L.A. bestie, she asked me to go to gym with her. She was like, dude, I do want to do this challenge at this gym where you work out every single day. And I just did it.
Yeah.
Because I was like, sure, why not? I ain't doing nothing. So then, like, that got me into the habit of, like, waking up every morning, going to the gym. I started changing my eating habits. And obviously, naturally, I started losing weight. Like, right now, I'm 90 pounds down. But
get it, Raven.
Girl, I'm trying. But it's like, I'm in this space where I'm being forced by an audience to talk about something that I don't talk about. And it's weird because they see how openly I am with sharing my business, but I don't like talking about my body. And it's like, it's funny how the more comments I started getting about my body, the more covered up I started being. Cause like, if you're watching right now, if you go on my page, like, I be letting it all hang loose. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You used to be like a titties out girl.
I used to be a titties out, legs out kind of girl. But it's like now I'm getting so many comments about my body. It's like, I don't want no one. It's like, I just want to be wrapped in my clothes. Like, it's so weird and foreign to me to have so many people ask me questions about my body. And it's like, so what was y'all thinking before?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it just like, it feels so like, and like, I know people like me where it's like, naturally you lose 90 pounds. People are going to have comments about it, you know?
Yeah, but that's hard because you, like you said before, you don't want to become the poster child of like big girl who loses weight. And
the former
now,
fat trope. I just can't.
Okay, explain this to me. You said like the former fat pipeline.
It's like these girls who built this platform off of being plus size. They lose weight and then they become fat phobic as fuck. Like they like that's what their whole platform becomes. And it's like, I don't want to be that girl. I've never even like made any content about weight loss. I never talked about struggling with my weight. Like some girl literally DM'd me and was like, oh, I saw you were struggling for years. I wanted to say, bitch, what did I ever say I was struggling?
Oh my God.
It's like, damn.
They get very comfortable.
I never struggled. It's like, I knew I could if I wanted to. I mean, exactly.
Right. That's what gags me. I'm like, I was struggling, but wasn't nothing. About that.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know? And it's like, people just get too comfortable when it comes to talk about other people's bodies. It makes me really weird. But yeah, so like, I would love to make content about me going to the gym, me changing my eating habits. I also like have PCOS. And like, these are all these things I want to talk about, but it's like, I want to find a way to talk about it without being one of them. And you know exactly who I'm referring to, but we're keeping it cute.
I think you can do it without being one of them though.
Yeah.
Like if I can just push you for a little bit, because I'm the person that shares the journey as I'm going through it. Mm-hmm. And maybe you're going to be the person who shares it after or,
maybe.
But like you've said, like, I'm going to keep going to the gym if I do hit my body goal.
Yeah.
Right?
Like if I wake up tomorrow with like the perfect body, it's like, I'm not going to just stop working out.
Right.
You know?
Right. And I think that's where it matters for people. Mm-hmm. And we are just, I don't know. I think the internet could hear a voice that has been working because it is a different kind of discipline to go to the gym and change your eating habits. For me, I don't have a problem working out. It's the eating.
Yeah, the eating is when folks get caught up.
But then I feel better the next day. Okay, so you said also that you're sober.
Yeah, I am sober.
So you said you drank a lot when you were in Philly.
Child, woke up.
What is a lot?
Morning mimosa. So I used to have morning Jägermeister cold brew, then a little morning mimosa, then an afternoon margarita, and then cap the night off with some red wine.
Okay, yeah. So I would say, like, altogether, you would daily consume, like, 8 to 10.
Definitely 8 to 10. Sometimes a whole bottle of wine.
And how long did you do that daily?
It started, like, literally, like, right when I moved to Philly. So I moved to Philly in late March, early April of 2021.
Yeah.
And I started drinking immediately. Because before that, I was telling you how I got caught up in Delaware during the pandemic. And I was staying with my grandmother. My grandma's, like, ultra religious. So I was, like, not bringing any alcohol into her house. So, like, that time was, like, forcing me to be sober.
Yeah.
So when I got to Philly, I was like, fuck this. Like, I was just drinking.
Yeah, because
like,
I can't. I'm free.
I'm free now. So I was, like, making up for all that. And then once you just get caught up with it, it was just, like, I was on this constant high. And then when I got to Philly, I was having a little too much fun. Like, I was dating around, I was partying, like, I just wasn't living my life right, child. So yeah, like, it just started, like, with just, like, the morning Jägermeister cold brew, just cause I saw it one day in the liquor store. I said, they make Jägermeister cold brew. I said, okay,
and that's when it hit me. I got a problem.
Okay, so it was like several months later, and it was like right when I broke up with my ex-girlfriend. It was actually my birthday, August 18, 2022. I just wanted her to leave so bad so I can just drink. Like, I was just like, please leave, please leave. Like, I was just like, it was like, I was just like itching. I was just like waiting, like, to be alone so I can just drink. And I was like, that's weird. And I was like, we gotta focus on that. I was like, why am I feeling that? And both of my parents, like, I come from a long line of alcoholics on both sides. So, or just addicts, period. So whenever I start doing anything compulsively, I'm like, what am I doing and why? You know?
Of course.
So, yeah. So it kind of just started with me. Like, I literally, so the next day I was like, I'm not going to drink anymore. And I was just trying to see how long I can go without drinking. And now it's been like over a year.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Seriously, that's especially here where every party, every event,
free.
Every social.
You can DoorDash it.
You can get it free. You can DoorDash it. You can, hey, we bought too many. Y'all want an extra? It's way too easy
to get
wasted here.
So
and
easy.
I remember there was definitely a time during the pandemic, especially because obviously we need to collectively have a support group to process. Everybody's pandemic trauma. And there was a time where Ben and I decided we are not going to drink until 5 p.m. Let's at least do that. Mm-hmm. Because we were both kind of like, I was kind of like teaching some online yoga classes, and then he was teaching middle school from home. So he couldn't just like wake and bake, you know. But I'm talking when it was 4:59.
Itching. Watching the clock.
No, popping the top at four, like turning, because of course it was twist offs. Turning the top at 4:59 and going from 4:59 to midnight. The other day we were in the kitchen taking shots, but like, we don't do that every day. But it's like, it got to where I was like, Ben, why are we partying? Like, we have guests over.
Mm-hmm.
And you pull out the trash bin and you're like, this is crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, this is just two people in the house. And this was before Wild. Mm-hmm. But it can happen so quickly.
So quickly.
Especially if you ain't got, like, a schedule or a regimen to get through. So you say you've been sober over a year.
Over a year.
And you haven't really talked about that journey with people,
online
too.
Either. Like, people were like...
And you don't have to. I want to
say
that.
I mean, but it's just like... I see what people, like, where people are coming from, because it's like I pick and choose what parts of my life to share, and I don't know why I haven't gone into like my sober journey, as people say. Like, when people like ask me questions, because like they'll see me posting on my Instagram story and stuff, but like a mocktail, or even like last night I was doing shots of orange juice, or my friends were doing shots of Don Julio, but I was just like, I don't know. It's like certain parts of me are really hard to share. It's because my therapist said I don't like being vulnerable, and we can get into that later. But it's like certain things. But like when I'm talking about girls, I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, it's hard for me to be vulnerable sometimes on camera. And I feel like a lot of people can tell, like, that there's that disconnect with my audience, you know, like, it's hard.
I have the opposite problem. I'm an oversharer. So I can't even really. There are times where I'm like, I probably shouldn't have shared.
But it got you here. Amen.
Amen. I think it's good. I think it's good that you do both, because you can. I don't know. I I have these moments where I'm like, whatever I'm creating is what the people are going to get. Period. Like, and every now and then, of course, people in the comment section have some really good ideas. I'm like, that would be a cute TikTok. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, it's like, if I don't want to share this specific journey, I don't have to. Or yeah. maybe it's like, oh, this is going to be the thing I share in like a stand-up set mm-hmm. versus this is the online like lifestyle day in, day out. So yeah. I want you to be easy with yourself because like, mm-hmm. Because this is what people sometimes do. Also, they'll start sharing their new relationship and then they'll put out a book together and then they break up and then everybody's like, but I want my money back from the book. Like, or weren't you sober? I feel like I just saw you somewhere. They're almost waiting to keep tabs on you. Exactly. If you say it, they're waiting to keep tabs.
Exactly. I understand that completely.
I want to talk a little bit. We're going to go back to a young Raven because... Woo! The next segment of our show is called Imperfect Parent.
Imperfect Parent.
Raven is child free. So amen. When people are child free on the show, also, did I tell y'all Ben was sick? I'm so sorry. I hope people. I already.
I am not Ben. People.
I already saw the wheels in people's heads turning like Trouble in Paradise. No.
The neighbor or down divorce.
Yes. Because you know people be like, you see, he wasn't in the last two episodes. No, friends. Ben has a hacking cough right now, and he really tried to make it today. And I was like, you need to stay home and get rest. But to the audience, these come out once a week. Mm. But to me, I'm like, no, the other episode was filmed 2 days ago. He's still not healed. But I just want to preface, we love Ben and we are wishing him well.
Yes, Ben.
But soon. Raven is here today. Raven is child free. I love to say child free because childless is not the situation. Mm-hmm. People are choosing not to have kids today.
And
they're free of children. You know what I'm saying? So Raven is child free. And I always like to take that opportunity to talk about family structure growing up and things like that. You are welcome to share as much as you'd like. But I don't know. Paint me a picture of your childhood as much as you'd like. Or where are we today? Let's
where
start
are we
there.
Today? Where are That's we today? Such a great question. That's a great question, Amber. Okay, I'm the youngest of four girls. I grew up in a two-parent household until my parents got divorced. Thank the Lord when I was like five.
Your parents got divorced when you were five?
Yes.
And you were thanking the Lord?
Yes.
It was hellish. It was hellish 0 through 5.
And so it was the Delaware Police Department. Everyone was thanking the Lord.
Wow.
So my parents got divorced and we moved to North Carolina. It was my mom and my three older sisters. And that was pretty much my dynamic growing up. It was like my mom and my sisters, and my older sister ended up having a baby. So it was my mom, my older sister, and then my niece. And my sister had another baby. So it was my mom, my older sisters, and my two nieces. And that was kind of like what family was to me. Like we would travel back and forth to Delaware to like see our dad like every like summer break or something, or like my mom's mom, and like because she's all her family's in Delaware. But yeah, it was like my mom, my sisters, and my niece.
So your mother raised four girls on her own at some point from the age of five, and then y'all saw your father every summer break, you said.
Mm-hmm.
Got she it did. And I'm sure she that did. Was challenging.
I'm sure it was challenging. Were some, I'm sure wait, it was
were
a
your
challenge.
Sisters kind of like pseudo parents in a way?
No, they were not. Ah. They were not pseudo parents at all.
Do you have a good relationship with your sisters?
I do not.
And or do you have a good relationship with any member of your immediate family?
My oldest niece, I'm so proud of her. She's got her white coat. I love her. And then I'm close to like one of my sisters. But yeah, my family dynamic growing up was just a hot mess, child. It was just, but honestly, like I look at it all, like we were all just trying to survive, and survive we did.
Yeah.
But now I'm past the point of just trying to survive. I'm just like thriving and living my life. And you know, if you're on the wagon, you're on the wagon. If you're not, you're not. You know, sometimes you gotta leave folks where they are. Mm-hmm. But currently, yeah, I only talk to like one sister, one niece. I don't talk to either one of my parents. It's just like very, very imperfect parents. And it's like, you know, we get like when my mom was my age, she was married with four kids. That sounds like my worst nightmare.
Yeah, that's very hard.
I don't even have a cat. So I did have a cat and I sent him to go live with family because I was a bad cat mom. Like it's like you gotta know. You gotta know yourself.
You gotta know.
Growing up, it was hard. You know, we're keeping the podcast light and friendly. But growing up was very dark and not. But yeah, Jeez. So our parents, you know, they're just imperfect. And it's like, you know, we have to forgive them for our own personal growth. But it's like, I'm not going to continue to let people like harm and abuse me into my adulthood. Cause it's like, I'm not a child anymore. You know, like,
right.
I'm not forced to put up with this. Like, I don't got to deal with this. So,
yeah. So you have set your boundaries there. I'm going to ask you this. I'm not going to ask specifically about your family members, mm-hmm. but as a parent myself, what needs to happen so that my child never reaches a point where she does not want to talk to me? Because that I feel like if I didn't have a child, I would be approaching this conversation very differently. Mm-hmm. But in my mind, I'm thinking to myself, like, if my daughter was Raven and she decided to not speak to me mm-hmm. henceforth, I really dropped the ball many places.
And they did.
So what do you think you needed to make sure that, like, now we can have a relationship? You know, you can narrow it to, like, here are three things that I needed okay. from my family structure if I wanted open lines of communication today.
Love. The basics.
We're starting at
literally okay. the basics of raising a child is love.
What does it mean for somebody to love you?
What it means for someone to love me is to show up and be accountable.
So showing up and showing support.
Showing up and showing support.
And I can imagine, I'm not of ever caping for your parents. Mm-hmm. I don't know them. But I would imagine child four not potentially getting the attention that child one, two, and three got.
And it's okay. like, why do we have the fourth, people? You got the one, two, and the three. You could have stopped, but they chose to keep going. And now I'm here. But we just got to digress. But yeah, so like showing up, accountability. Like I said, we're keeping it light and friendly. So lack of abuse would have been nice. Like, I was a child that was abused in every way a child could be abused. So wow. And it's like, so as long as you're not doing that, that's great for a while. Exactly.
This is just level one.
This is the bare minimum, like, of being a parent. And yeah, like I said, the main thing, like, and of course, no one's perfect. So it's like, of course, one day you might have a bad day and you, like, yell at her or do something that, like, you're, oh my God, I can't believe I, like, just yelled at Wild like that. Like, that's crazy. But it's like, acknowledging that you actually yelled at her instead of be like, when did I yell at you? I would never yell at you.
So it's the gas.
I yelled once. Now I'm the worst mom in the world because I yelled. You know, it's like,
oh, so centering yourself. It's all about you now.
Being less narcissistic, you know? Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's tough.
It is.
That's not okay. I remember you were telling me, why don't you share that story really quickly about the last time you spoke to your father.
Okay, so this was my final straw with my dad. I was like, you know what? I just can't with you. So I mentioned how I moved to LA like completely last minute from Philly. And I literally had to figure out how I was moving across country in 3 weeks. I don't drive, if you were wondering. I don't have a car. So I was living in Philly. I had all this stuff, mainly clothes that I needed to donate. And I reached out to my dad that lived 20 minutes away from me, asking him if he could come pick up these clothes, see me before I move cross country, and take him right next door to his house was a Goodwill. Take him to the thrift store to donate these clothes for me. I asked him to do one thing, and he said he couldn't because he was busy with work. He worked from home, people. He worked from home. Funny enough, my ex-girlfriend's new girlfriend, now her fiance, found out I was moving cross country, literally called me and was like, what do you need? How can I help you with this move, girl? Like, let me know. And she literally took me to Home Depot, got me all of my boxes. They helped me move so much stuff out of my apartment.
So your ex-girlfriend and her new fiance.
Her new fiance.
Helped you move.
Helped me.
And your dad did it.
And my own father. I said, why does my ex-girlfriend and her new fiance care more about me than my own father?
Yeah.
And I didn't have to ask them.
Did he even say, again, I don't know him. But sometimes as I'm aging, sometimes I'm zooming out and having the perspective of like, I can't help you today. On Saturday, I can help.
No.
Nothing like that.
There was nothing like that. At that point, I was there for 3 more weeks. So if he couldn't do it that day, he had 3 more weeks to do it.
Or it's like, I've definitely had a friend call me like, hey, sis, I'm moving on Saturday. I do not help people move. Literally. Now, what I can do is I can buy the pizza for the movers if they need it. I can help you. I can come over and help you declutter.
I handled all furniture. I was donating all furniture to the Habitat of Humanity, who came and picked it up. It was literally just these clothes. I was like, how am I getting it? I had like 7 trash bags full of clothes. My dad has a huge SUV. That I was like, how am I getting 7 trash bags full of clothes to a thrift store? Like, they don't come pick up clothes. They come pick up furniture.
Of course.
And I didn't want to throw them away, you know? And I knew he lived right by the Goodwill. And again, I'm moving in 3 weeks, so you couldn't just come see me and take these clothes.
You're like, this will be your last time seeing me before I
move cross country and come take these clothes that are right next to you. Literally, he has to pass. He drives through the Goodwill to get to his house.
That tears me up because
I say you gotta go.
That I hope you are well. Not to say like, let me tell you how my story went. I too decided to move to LA 3 weeks before. Mm-hmm. And I was in Georgia when I decided to do it. I was talking to my agent and they were like, hey, we really just think you would be more successful in LA. Is there something you're holding on to in Chicago? Do you have family there? And I was like, well, no, all my family's in Georgia. So if y'all are saying that this would be better for my career, I'll do it. So from that phone call was the decision. The decision was made to move. So again, a 3 to 4 week turnaround. Mm-hmm. My parents, I got off the phone with my agent, walked into the living room. I was with my parents that summer or whatever. And I told my parents, I was like, hey, y'all, I think I need to move to LA. I think I need to move to California. And I want to say it was maybe Tuesday or Wednesday. My parents organized a going away party that Saturday. So I want to assure you, well, I don't know who's the norm, your family or mine.
That's what it should be.
That's what's crazy to me because like
support the bare minimum as a parent.
And I'll be fair, I had made one big move from Georgia to Chicago prior to that. So maybe they were like, oh, this is what Amber does. She goes to a new city and she flourishes. So maybe they had an amount of trust, but you're telling me you've moved a lot too. So I'm so disappointed that you're fine. I just want to
imagine my disappointment, Amber.
I hope this is helping because sometimes you'll tell people a story and they're like, well, what did you want him to do? He was stopping. I was like, well, no, like,
at least come see me before I move cross country.
When your parents want to show up and care, and even sometimes I talk a lot of shit about my dad because he's just kind of an ogre, but he was on that grill flipping burgers for my going away party that they planned. Half the people that came to the party, they were like, you're moving? No way. They're like, we just came because we thought it was a regular cookout.
Exactly.
Because they didn't have time to like get an invitation together. So I want to let you know that that is what should have happened when you decided to move. Mm-hmm. You should have got a whole party.
Yeah.
Not, I gotta work, so I figure it out.
I gotta see. I said okay.
And that was the last time you spoke to him.
And after that, as soon as I moved to LA, he got blocked on everything.
LinkedIn too?
That is insane.
You lobbed it in.
A LinkedIn block is crazy to me.
I'm sorry. I'm the comedian in me. I had to go for it. Okay, wait. Let's just have a little fun for a second. Mm-hmm. Our parents are older, right? How old are your parents?
In their 50s, in their late 50s.
Like, late 50s.
Yeah, my dad's like probably 50s.
What is blocking your parents on everything look like? Because not like they ain't got no TikTok.
No, my mom did. Extreme narcissist. So she was more obsessed with like how many followers I had than I was. So I couldn't wait to block her on TikTok, block her on Instagram, block her on Facebook, even though she still posts about me, which is like key narcissists. Like not like anything bad, like highlight, like Raven highlights on her Facebook and stuff. I'm like, who are you doing this for? Because I don't talk to you. You're blocked. So who are you doing this for?
She does Raven highlights.
Like, she when I just saw her recently for my niece, had like a white coat ceremony. She's like, oh my God, can I just take pictures of you? I'm like, why? We don't even speak. And it's like, oh my God, you look so good. Because like, I lost the 90 pounds. And I'm just like, thanks. You know, like.
Jeez.
It's like.
That is tense.
Key narcissist. Like.
That's
no,
tense.
It wasn't tense to me. Because I'm like, I just like think of her. It was like a random lady on the street, like she would do when she used to beat my ass. I digress. But yeah, jeez. So it's just like, I don't even like think of her as like a mom or like a momly figure. And I don't even know what that even looks like. Cause like, I've never been able to be even vulnerable enough to like see her as that. Or like how you would feel like something bad would happen. You would call your mom or you need a hug. You would want to hug her from your mom. Like, she was trying to be like, don't hug me. Like, ooh.
Yeah, you're like, what's coming? This breaks my fucking heart. Like, who did you find a little bit of kinship with? Maybe it's like friends or like.
As a child?
Yeah.
Nobody, not a single soul. I mean, look at me. I was hardly bullied in school. I was dark skinned out and I was fat. So I was like bullied at school, abused at home. There was no outlet for little Raven. And this is how you end up bald, people. And four Scorpios deep.
The Scorpio pipeline.
The bully to abuse the Scorpio pipeline.
Yeah, it was bound to happen. Please tell me, as we close out this segment, please tell me you have some chosen family now that you're like, here's who I can rely on for, please.
I would love to tell you that, Amber, but I would be lying.
So it didn't get better.
It did not get better, kids. But listen, it might be for you. So do not give up. Right now, I talked about my one sister that I talked to, but it's hard to like confide in her because they just go through so much, child, and you just try to be there for them.
Yeah. And they're probably experiencing what you're experiencing, but they can't. They maybe
they still talk to both the parents, but like, and then they still like call me and complain about them. And I'm like, they are never changing. So you just got to deal with it or cut them off.
That's hard. Like, what do you do when there's like, well, you made that decision, but mm-hmm. like, have you told your sisters, like, I cannot talk about mom and dad anymore?
Like, oh, I told them several times, but like, my family doesn't respect boundaries. So, you know what I mean? So there's that. So I just had the one sister, and then my like really close friend I found here in LA. Funny enough, she's like my literal next door neighbor. Yep. And we end up going to college together.
I met her.
Yeah. So we end up going to the same college together, and I didn't know her in college, but like, yeah, we hang out all the time. And I'm like, I cannot even imagine my life right now if I didn't have her in it. And it's sad. It's like, she's like the one person outside of my sister that I really feel like I have to like talk to you about stuff, because like everyone else is like we're a lot of temporary people. I'm doing the best I can with what I got, and here we all ball. And this is how you get four Scorpios deep, people.
Like, yes, I think the episode name, it has to be Four Scorpios Deep, because no one wants to be there. I feel like you're going to get some love after this episode and be like, I'll be your friend, Raven, because you need...
No. People always say that, and then this is how I end up in a situation that I'm in now. No, you don't. It's okay.
I'm coming over.
I'm coming over. You guys, I'm okay.
You're coming to my house. Just spend one night in my home just so you can see, like, this
is... I love your family.
Because this is... I just don't understand when people hate their kids. Like, just don't understand. And obviously my family has their flaws, but they do not hate me. Mm. they love me a lot. And growing up, my mom was like, you just don't know. Like, people are not close to their families. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, yes, they are. Everybody's that's their family. It's every year. And then I went to college and I was like, well, hey, we go to my mom's house every Sunday. Like, let's go to your mom's house. They're like, I was out of my mama. Mm-mm. Like, I ran into that more times than, or a deceased parent or mm-hmm. whatever. Mm-hmm. So I'm sending you all the mom love. Come to my house. We will eat whatever the new meal plan is. I got you. You already invited me. We went to one of the gym classes together. Yes. At 6 a.m.
6 a.m. Get in there.
Raven gets it in at 6 a.m. Basically, morning. Like, when Raven's leaving, I'm coming in. I'm like, you headed to start your workout? Like, just finished. Been here for 2 hours. And I'm like,
watch is closed.
Excuse me. Rings are closed.
Rings are closed.
Okay. Yeah. Raven. I think given where we are in the conversation, you're super qualified to help out with some of these letters from listeners.
I love giving advice.
I love you. Okay, so the next segment of our show is called the I Do's and Don'ts of Relationships.
I do.
We didn't make it marriage because, you know what? We answer all sorts of questions about romantic relationships, work relationships. We can do it all. So I actually have a friend situation here. And I am actually very curious to hear your answer. So you ready for this? It's kind of a long story, but let's buckle up and get into it.
Let me get comfy.
Dear Fly on the Wallin, I'm a 26-year-old woman, and my two lifetime friends are the same age. We recently realized that none of us have been on a trip together ever over a decade of friendship. So a few months ago, one of my friends... She said her friend's name here, so I'm not going to say the friend's name because we typically keep it anonymous. So a few months ago, one of my friends, T, who has a 3-year-old and is currently pregnant, suggested that the three of us take a cruise to the Caribbean for a 5-day excursion in March. Her newborn will be a few months old by then. The cruise was T's idea, and we all jumped on the opportunity and were very excited. We've already booked our cruise and paid partially for our 3-person room. I just found out that T still hasn't told her fiancé that she planned a trip without him, and he will have to care for their young children by himself for 5 days while she is gone. She recently shared with us that there is no way she can tell him because she feels guilty, so she's going to have have to come, or so he's going to have to come on our girls' trip. We planned this cruise to be all girls, specifically because our other friend is single, and T and I, if T and I bring our man along, our other friend will be a fifth wheel.
Yeah.
If T invites her fiance, it will ruin the estrogen only vibes. Plus, then I'll have to invite my boyfriend because he'll feel away if T's fiance comes. T is now saying that she'd rather just pay off her portion of the cruise and have us go without her. She about to piss me the fuck off because, girl, what the fuck? T travels with her man and daughter all the time, so I don't understand why can't she just do this one trip without him. I know he won't love the fact that he has to take care of a newborn and a toddler, but it's only 5 days, and they should have family support nearby. Am I being insensitive? Why can't she just talk to him about it? Should we go without her? I'm not a mother, so maybe I'm tripping. I'm just not understanding. What do y'all think? That was a journey. Raven.
That took twists and turns. That sound like one of my sisters. I was like, who? I was like, wait, is T my sister?
Right. What's your sister's name? Don't even share. Because they're going to be mad. Somebody's going to find it.
It's not. That sounds like a mess.
So we got three friends. Well, T, I guess if we're all going on a trip, there's you, me, and T. You're single. If T invites her fiance, I got to invite Ben, which would make you the fifth wheel.
My thing is, why are you scared to talk to your man? Like, that's something that we need to address first. And then you just had a baby. It's like, I can't party with my friends. You can't watch the kids. TT, we got to get to the bare minimum. Number one, why can't you talk to your man? Why can't your man take care of his kids without you? Number two. And number three, it's like, you can always travel with your man, but you can't come travel with your friends. TT, 26? TT.
This is why your 20s plus, but you turning up. And you know what? Let me keep that comment to myself.
They did say they were 26.
26, TT!
I was thinking for a second. I was like, wait, you're a good listener. That was the first line of the story.
I said 26, two kids? Okay. And engaged, TT? Okay. I respect it. Because the frontal lobe is fully developed at that point.
Yes.
But it's like, TT, we've been friends for 10 years, and we went on this mega girls trip that you planned, and now you're trying
suggested,
to cancel.
Planned, and
because
paid.
Because you're scared to talk to your man.
Can I give TT 1 point?
Okay.
I'm going to give her 1 point for agreeing to pay the rest of it partially.
I did like
that. That is the one thing. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell y'all at home the real tea. If your friend is pregnant, she's not coming.
She's not coming.
I want to say that again.
Then the baby gonna get here. She's gonna be attached to the baby.
Yes.
She gonna cry and the baby go away.
If your friend is pregnant and y'all are planning a trip, because one part of what you said, friend, is that like,
baby gonna be like 5 months or something.
And they, you actually said, and they have family support nearby. Now I understand why you're upset.
I understand.
But here's the thing about being pregnant. When you're pregnant, your brain is not right. And what you see when you're pregnant is everybody having fun without you. That is temporary. That is a temporary feeling. Mm-hmm. I remember being pregnant and Ben would like go out and stuff. And even with my permission, I'd be like, yeah, it's fine. And when he left, I felt lonely because you can't drink. You can't have fun. You can't turn up. You're getting bigger. You're feeling more immobile. Mm-hmm. So in your mind, you're like this. As soon as I pop this baby out, y'all, I'm hitting the club. And then what happens if you have a hard birth and you need more time to heal? So anything. I say this, if you have a pregnant friend in your group, she's not coming. I don't care what she said. I don't care how much she tried to convince you. She's not coming. She's not coming a few months when the baby is born, because then you're still breastfeeding. Like,
you can't pump in advance. One, yeah.
You can't pump in advance for 5 days. Mm-mm. Well, I couldn't. I had low supply. It's hard. Mm-mm. A really great point that you brought up is that people are afraid to talk to their partners about things. And people are afraid to do things without their partners.
Stand up.
Stand on business.
Stand on business. I'm stomping on business.
Stomp on business.
They
are.
But TT not coming. TT not leaving that baby.
TT's not leaving the baby.
TT
or
not
her
leaving
man.
That baby.
I think her man made a bigger stink about it. Well, she hasn't even brought it up because she knows her man. But also, y'all, this might sound really fucked up, but y'all actually might grow apart. y'all might grow apart, especially if this is her fiance and she goes on to marry him, because some of these fiancés can be sadly a little possessive.
Yeah.
So,
and then not only that,
a girl's trip.
Yeah, no, not only that, like, not to compare it to like a sister. So just like how I was saying with my sisters, like once they had kids, I felt that we just started growing apart, because it's like their lives become their they now have their family, which is them and their child, you know. And the same with them. It's like I know y'all been friends for 10 years. It sounds like TT might be the only one with fiance a and now two babies.
Yeah, the other girl in the trip. Okay, so obviously the woman who wrote in, I think she has a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. The other one's single,
and the other one's single.
Mm-hmm.
If I would say this. You know you can't, you know that T is not going to come without her man.
Mm-mm.
And all the kids will probably come in tow too. Or the kids will stay nearby with the family. If T comes, she's going to be with her man. At that point, and I've had this happen before. One time, it started as a girls trip to New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
Two people in the girls trip, I would say it was about 6 or 7 girls. Two people in the trip invited their man. I was with Ben at the time, and I said, no, you're not coming with me.
No.
Like, this started as a girls trip,
yeah.
And I'm going to be there, because some of my friends at the time were single, and they were kind of like, well, damn, is this about to turn into a couples trip? And I was like, no, it's not.
Mm-mm.
Ben can stay at home. Like, I can go somewhere without my mans. I can host the show without my mans, mm-hmm. and he can do it without me, too.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be possessive about that either. So I think to the listener, you should let T bring whoever she wants, and then you should not invite your boyfriend.
Exactly. So you can be there
for your friends. Mm-hmm. So that, because you know what's going to happen. T and her man are going to go, and they're going to go want to do dinner one-on-one. They're going to go. And it's probably going to a little bit turn into you and your other friend just
mm-hmm.
kicking it and probably talking about T.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't want to leave your friend out to dry, because T already did that.
T did. And it's like, the only options is if T pays her portion of the cruise and the other two friends can go, or T come with her man.
Yeah.
And you don't, that doesn't mean you have to bring your man, because T bringing her man.
Right. Right, mm-hmm. right, right. And I'm trying to do a better job as a woman, as I'm getting older, to be like, okay, Raven and I are going to go out to dinner. I know Raven's not going to drink. I want a drink. Like, so I need to make up my mind before, but I don't know. Sometimes, I don't know, as women, we do this thing where you're like, oh, well, since you're not eating.
Yeah, oh, my God.
Since you're not eating bad, I should probably not eat bad, too. Like,
I'd be like, girl, do you? Wheeze is free, people.
Wheeze
is free.
Wheeze
is free.
Wheeze is free. Like, we just have to say, like, I know that you're sober. I don't want to disrespect you or make you feel uncomfortable.
I'm outside.
Or say, if I am making you feel like that, sure. But I find myself doing that all the time.
Yeah.
Like my friend who's vegan. I'd be like, let's go somewhere for you, sorry. Girl. And I'd be like,
they always know what
and
I'm.
And they say to me, like, no,
I'm
you don't
also
have
to a vegetarian
do
too. So people say that to me all the time.
But you tell your friends, you don't have to do that.
Have to do that.
There's some, especially here in LA.
There's something everywhere.
There's something vegan and vegetarian on every menu.
Vegetarian,
but for some
gluten-free.
Reason, the women in us feels like, oh, but I can't. Not. I don't want to tempt her with this meat. It's like, how long have you been vegetarian?
I ain't tempted trying to be vegetarian since I was 12 years old.
Since you were 12.
I'm not tempted.
Me fucking up that
McRib.
That rib. Yes, you saw what
the
I created
McRib.
In my mind. Me fucking those ribs up is not going
to
change that. Now, of course, if you're doing it for like animal cruelty reasons or whatever, I won't be like belligerent with it.
I'm not. I'm so sorry to my animals. I'm so sorry to my animals, but I'm not.
I'm loving this, the show. Like, I, you're gonna watch this back and be like, that is my signature move.
She's
now.
So dramatic.
But I'm
so
telling
dramatic.
You, I think what you should do, T is not going to change her mind.
She's not.
T is bringing her fiance.
She's bringing that
man. And maybe they are codependent. That's what the word I was looking for earlier. People can be very codependent in relationships. And I'm not even gonna just call people. I fell into that once or twice. Of course. Like, I'll wake up some days, I'm like, Ben, this whole week, you were in every single video. You came with me to every single party.
Mm-hmm.
Everything on my calendar had you in it too. Not for your knowledge, but because we did it together.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to Vegas to see Usher. Bye. Like,
ooh.
You know what I'm saying? And
you
I did.
Amber up on that stage.
Listen, girl, I already went. He didn't choose me that night. But I lived to fight another day. Usher, baby, if you're watching this.
Call me.
I don't know. Usher's assistant mm-hmm. might see this. And I'm still out here, okay? But you have to be able to, like, take trips without mm-hmm. your partner, do tasks without your partner, go out without your partner, because mm-hmm. you'll start to resent each other, because you'll be, one day you'll look up and you'll be like, I ain't been on a girl's trip in 20 goddamn years, because every time I want to go somewhere, your ass gets jealous. Like, it's okay to tell your partner, like, you're not coming. Because I remember I came back from that New Orleans trip and Ben was like, well, I saw so-and-so brought her boyfriend, so-and-so brought her. I was like, what they got to do with me?
Exactly.
You're not coming.
Exactly. And it's just like prioritizing yourself, and it's also prioritizing your friendships outside of him, because honestly, once the man leave, who you gonna have, TT?
Right.
Oh, okay.
You have to keep it going. Four Scorpios deep. Okay, you know what, Raven? I don't think we have time for another question here, so I'm going to jump right into our last segment.
Okay, sure.
The last segment of our show is called Hashtag Shelfie. Today is going to be a full Raven takeover. Raven, what's in your bag? Oh, well, what's on the podium? What you reading? I want to hear all about it.
I'm currently reading Black Cake, and this ties perfectly into the imperfect parent segment.
Okay, so wait. This is a show.
This is actually a show right now on Hulu.
Tell me everything.
And before we start, yes, my bookmark is photos of myself. I just want to put that out there. Black Cake is about... So imagine Amber... Unfortunately, God forbid, one day when your parents pass away, your parents leave you basically a bunch of voice notes telling you that everything you know about them is a lie. Their names are not their names. They're not from where they think they're from.
It's giving Spy Kids.
And everything you know about them is a lie. So that's what Black Cake is. Basically, like, this mom passes away and she leaves her two kids these tapes saying everything they know about her and their dad is all a lie. And that's how it starts.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Don't tell me anything else.
Yes.
I have chills on my body. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I started watching the show, but Hulu's doing this annoying one episode a week thing. So I had to get the book because I said, I'm not doing this. This is childish.
Oh, wow. Like, so you loved the show that much that you started.
First of all, just listen to that synopsis. I was like, who is this woman? I was like, who is she? Who is he?
Well, the parent in me is like, they have to be doing this to protect her. So what are they protecting her from? Like, I'm right on the money. I'm right on the money. I have to read this.
It is so good.
It's a page turner?
It is. I literally just started it this morning. Like, it just got in this morning. And I'm just like going through because I'm trying to get to the part where I'm at in the show.
The show.
But yeah, it is just so like captivating.
You're probably going to be even more disappointed because that's going to be better than the show, probably.
I know it is.
Or you're like, the show left out all these details.
Yeah, the details. But it is so good. Black Cake. That. Honestly, if you need like a good page turner, a good mystery, a good whodunit, that's also a whodunit. Who is it? Where is it? Why
and what
is
does
it
taste like?
Child,
I thought it was about a black baker.
You know what? I mean, the main character is black.
I was like, oh, mm-hmm. I feel like how shows mm-hmm. run together in your mind? So there was this one show with like Zoe Saldana. I didn't finish it either. It was on Netflix. She was like a chef in Italy or something.
I don't know.
It has nothing to do with that.
Okay, I was like,
it has
wait.
Nothing to do with that. But I was like, I feel like this has to be a show about a black baker. It's called Black Cake. And then I was like, I think I'm misremembering.
You are. Yeah. Now it does tie into like what the black cake is. It's like this Caribbean. Let me make sure I'm getting correctly. It is behind,
Can you actually read the back for me?
Sure. Okay. This is Black Cake by Charmaine Wilkerson. Okay, in present-day California, Eleanor Benedict's death leaves behind a puzzling inheritance for her two children, Byron and Benny, a traditional Caribbean black cake made from a family recipe with a long history and a voice recording. In her message, Eleanor shares a tumultuous story about a headstrong young swimmer who escapes her island home under suspicion of murder. The heartbreaking tale Eleanor unfolds, the secret she still holds back, and the mystery of a long-lost child, that was a spoiler, challenges everything the siblings thought they knew.
Why the hell did they put that on the back?
Because when that happened in episode 5, I said, who that white woman over there?
It was Why would they put that on the back of the book?
That was a spoiler. I'm so sorry.
It's on the back of the book. It's on the back of the book.
Can Byron and Benny reclaim their once close relationship, piece together Eleanor's true history, and fulfill her final request to share the black cake when the time is right? Will their mother's revelations bring them back together or leave them feeling more lost than ever? And this is Charmaine Wilkerson's debut novel. It's a story about how inheritance, betrayal, secrets, memories, and even names can shape relationships and history.
So there is a cake.
There is a cake.
I just had to confirm.
There is a cake. There is a cake.
Greedy had to confirm.
So like they kind of talk about how the siblings the daughter Benny stops talking to the parents. In the book, it's because she's gay. And it's not, my life isn't because I'm gay. I want to put that disclaimer out there.
Yeah, let's unpack.
Yeah, it's not because I'm gay. It's not why I don't talk to my parents. But that is a big thing in there. Like
you know.
So it's hitting a lot of cylinders.
It hit a lot when that episode happened. She bought the girl. Oh, sorry, spoiler. She bought the girlfriend for Thanksgiving. I say, child.
Well, I mean, they just spoiled. So you can have
so
one.
Okay, much, so y'all. I'm so
wait,
sorry.
Wait, so how many episodes are out right now?
The sixth one comes out tomorrow. So yeah.
Okay, so mm-hmm. by the time you watch this, and we might be 7 or 8 episodes in. Okay. I need to go just binge.
Just binge it.
Just binge.
All.
I'm gonna do this
it
tonight.
It is so addicting.
Wait, how long are the episodes?
Oh my God,
because my attention span is horrible because of TikTok and because of Instagram.
This show gets you hooked.
I'll be hooked.
Because it's who did it, where, okay. why, where we at?
I'm gonna start this tonight.
Whose child is it?
I'm gonna start this tonight, catch up, and I will probably read it too because
no,
I love reading.
The book is so good. It's so many more details.
So like stylistically, it's just very well written.
Yeah, and it's very easy to read. Like very easy to read. Mm-hmm. Black cake.
Black cake. Black Y'all cake. Heard it here first. Raven, you have been an absolute treat.
Thank
I
you.
Want to hug you. I will, but I'm going to hug you as soon as we finish okay. because I'm your mother now. I'm adopting you.
And we are 2 years apart.
I'll figure it out. I'm at least your auntie now because this is crazy. And I wish I had the auntie vibes of like, I made a plate. I didn't make any plates.
I don't
make any food. Okay. But this has been a pleasure. Can you tell the people where they can find you if they want to hear more about Tales from Scorpio Land from you?
God. Okay. All of my ads on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, former X, everything is at Raven on Rebel.
Raven on Rebel. And anything coming up that I should plug or know about? Even if you're like, I'm having a meltdown this Thursday.
There is a meltdown live this Thursday on TikTok Live at Raven on Rebel at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Do you go TikTok Live a lot?
I used to. In my truly unhinged days. I've actually reeled it back a bit, if you can't tell.
Yes.
I reeled it back.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, I will see you at the gym and I will see y'all in the internet streets. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Fly on the Wildin' Podcast. We really, y'all, just keep sending Ben all of your love. I hope he gets well very, very soon. And we will see y'all next week for the show. Bye, y'all.
Bye, guys.
Get over here.
I hate your family.
You know they're from TikTok because those laughs keep you coming because they're wilding all the time. Before Wild throws a tantrum, listen to our silly anthem because they're wilding all the time. Don't swap while Amber squats and does her dance to please her plants. And Ben reads books while serving looks. Wild is wildin' all the time. Fly, fly, oh, to be a fly. Fly, fly, come and be a fly on the wall. Leave.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.